Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of questions for Mike Tomlin yesterday in his first regular season press conference, getting ready for the Patriots Sunday night. And one of those questions was about his kicker and thoughts on Chris Boswell's preseason coach.
He was really consistent throughout the process. He essentially answered all the challenges that we presented to him. And we, in this room, talked openly about some of the challenges that we created for him in practice and in stadium, situationally and so forth. He was really consistent.
Consistent in the preseason. How confident are we that consistency continues starting Sunday night?
I don't know. 13 of 20 last year, 43 of 48. Now, here's the deal. He was good in the preseason. I guess that's a decent indicator, but this is one of those things. Okay, so you take your kid, and I'm thinking about this on the fly. You take your kid and you go out on the road, whatever. You got your driver instructor. You got the guy right with the other brake on the passenger side. You take them out, their permit or whatever. You never and it simulates driving to some degree.
Right, as much as you can.
As much as you can, but you're going on roads that you know are kind of safe, and it's different, and you're not there with them whenever they're on their own. You know, it's now you never really know till you're in it. You can't simulate AFC North road action. You can't simulate the Patriots in a division game, a big one to start the season, or a conference game, excuse me, to start the season. You can't simulate Heinz Field needing you to make a kick because you're down two,
right,
and you're going into what used to be the open end of the end or the open end of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You can't simulate any of that as much as you want to put on the preseason. All we know is the last Boswell we saw that mattered was bad Boswell.
Right.
And then so bad that they had some 4'7", 107-pound guy come marching in here and make field goals in the last week of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all we know. So I don't know if I have confidence or not. And the only way to find out is on the fly. That's the absolute only way. Like, it would have been it's almost an easier proposition if he goes out in the preseason and totally bombs. Totally bombs.
Right, because it would have been an easy decision to make then.
Right. Now you've just got to figure it out as it happens. My confidence, I guess, is growing.
I've got as little confidence as you can have in somebody for them having a flawless preseason, right? For what that's worth. You know, and maybe we should be able to use Chris Boswell's track record as more of an indicator, his track record before last year, and say, well, yeah, last year's just an anomaly. Something happened, whatever. He was out of whack mentally, physically, who knows.
But for me, it's all of it. It has to be all of it.
I agree. And look, that's what I'm saying. I want to be able to just sort of push last year's results to the side and say, okay, it was 1 year, it's out of the way. He'll be right back to where he was in 2017. And we'll see him making big kicks again. But even if I see one, even if he drills one with time expiring in Foxborough to win the game, I'm still going to be sitting there waiting the rest of this season. I'm sorry. Maybe forever, as far as I'm concerned, with Chris Boswell as their kicker. I'm always going to be waiting for the other shoe to drop and for him to hit the skids again.
But he you're right. And you don't need to feel bad about that. He did that to himself. He's in a very high-pressure situation, a very high-pressure vocation, and one in which a lot of people watch. I mean, they do. And you're out there on an island. It's no one else. Receivers don't drop balls when you're a kicker. You kick it either goes in or it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, it's on you. There's no – sometimes a hold is like this or a snap is a little bad. But largely, it's on you. You have a solo in that spotlight, and it's yours. You need to make it work. And he just didn't. My confidence level, I guess I don't put as much into the preseason as some do, and especially that are in-house with the Pittsburgh Steelers, because – it's not an accurate simulation of what the regular season is. There's just not the same pressure there.
Right.
Jim, where are you on Boswell? Is the leash short for you? Is it long for you? Is he back to regular, so to speak?
I actually would have liked to have seen him miss one in the preseason to see how he reacts after he misses. Because it's not like I'm expecting him to miss one, but I think I kind of am. Because last year is fresher than the year before. But the key is if and when he misses one, and he will at some point, is how he reacts to that.
What if he never misses one again?
I mean, just flawless the rest
ever.
Of his career?
That'd be pretty good.
We know producer Matt's got groceries.
Then maybe he'll, no, yeah, that would be something, but it would be like he did 2 years ago in 2017. He never, you knew they were going to, like, he'd come out on the field and you knew they were, and the
well, how
key
many,
is
how many
he
walk-offs
knew.
Did he have a couple years
right,
ago?
The key was he knew he was going to make it.
I know.
And that's the key. Now, if he's back in that frame of mind where he knows he's going to make the kick, then he'll be okay.
Well, the interesting thing is going to be, Chris, if he goes through a couple weeks, 2, 3, 4 weeks, and he's himself, he goes, makes 2 of 2, makes all his extra points, whatever, right. Maybe a game, a walk-off kick, and then we get into week 5, week 6 or whatever, and he has a bad one.
Right.
He's already built a little bit of a body of work to where you say he's back. Then are they yips? What happens now?
Right.
Like, how short? It's real easy if he comes out of the gate and he's bad.
And I'd almost be more interested, like, if you were able to strap Chris Boswell down to a table and give him a lie detector test right now and get inside his head to ask him what's his confidence level in himself right now. Did the preseason do anything for him? Or is he still going into this thing thinking, man, I'm one bad kick away from hitting the skids again.
So do you see why all the fat guys hate beating the hell out of each other for 59 minutes and then a kicker comes out
yes.
there and it's decided? I mean, there is that dynamic that'll never go away.
All comes down to this guy.
Right, whether they say it or not, a lot of them really, truly believe that. Like, I just beat the heck out of that number
right.
67. I'm number 73. We beat each other's brains
punched
in.
Each other
we
in the head.
We lifted all that weight. Yeah. And now some guy comes in who's, we don't know if his head's on straight or not. He weighs 139 pounds, and it's all decided by him. What is happening here? And he only plays 3 plays a game.
It is football.
I guess.
Football, Jim.
I guess. But the argument, it's not mine, but I'll hear it when people say we want to get rid of kickers. I don't think they ever should, but you can understand when some 307-pound guy just got done beating up a 290-pound guy for 59 minutes.
Right. And then it all comes down
yes.
to this little
yes.
guy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.